This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But this is the first time that the pool, the White House press corps, which has gives the media to the public, has had access to President Trump in a mask.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
Well, I'll probably have a mask if you must know. I've never been against masks, but I do believe they have a time and a place.
Do you mind telling me who the mask man is? I don't rightly know his real name, but I've heard him called Lone Ranger.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And what I did, I will tell you this. People are extremely happy because in this country they want justice. And Roger Stone was not treated properly.
Stone made no secret of the fact that he wanted this relief and that he was withholding information to protect the president.
Yes! Let me taste your tears.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, the Republican Party is sort of morphing into the Nationalist Party in South Africa in the 1980s, right? That it's will defend white America's privileges, but you have to be really afraid that, the black people are coming for you.
Oh, did I just do a racism?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent. And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
To shoplift some bread or go hungry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We were talking about commutations. The Obama judge wants who sentenced Roger Stone to that ridiculous 40-month sentence. The prosecutors wanted to give him 9 years. The Mueller rabid Democrats. She wants documentation from the White House about what exactly the commutation involves. And does she still have power over his release, the terms of his release? Could she sentence him to be supervised by the probation office, et cetera, et cetera? Did anyone ever ask this of Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton issued 459 commutations and pardons, including one to his brother, a cocaine dealer. So far, Trump has issued 37. Do you know how many Obama issued? 1,927. I don't recall any great outrage. When he pardoned or commuted the sentence of Governor Deval Patrick's cousin, was there an outrage then? And then I remember in the final waning days of the Obama administration, they said, most of the people whose sentences he's commuting are nonviolent drug offenders. You know why they were nonviolent? They pleaded down the gun charges against a large, large number of them. That's how they got pleas. They would have these sentences mandatory if it was a machine firearm of any kind, a machine gun. They would, that's 30 years on and after. So you said, we got you cold for the machine gun in your trunk. So you're going to do 10 years, 20 years for the cocaine and 30 years on and after. But we'll cut the machine gun charge if you'll just plead guilty to the drug charges. But nobody ever mentioned that. Nobody ever did any research on that because it would have reflected poorly on Dear Leader. All right. Exactly. Time now for the Chump Line.
Well, you're hungry and steal a loaf of bread? Well, on your way out, don't forget that big TV so you can watch it while you're eating your sandwich.
You know, when I'm hungry for some bread, I always go to the local Rolex watch store and with a Breck or maybe a cinder block if I'm worried about, maybe being double pain or something. You know what else has nice bread? Liquor stores, I've noticed.
The new official theme song for the left. Burn down the mission.
Yeah, where are the national stories? A 249-year-old Spanish mission in Southern California was burned to the ground. It's not like there are a lot of those places left up there, out there, but it's gone. It's gone for reasons that I can't begin to fathom, and neither can you. All right, the Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And believe it or not, it was actually started by three actual brothers, Spencer Walcott Matthews, Noah Merrill Matthews, and Sanford Hills Matthews. They were real people who made real contributions to their community. We're proud to brand our windows with their names.
If you need bread, I would advise against burning down the bakery.
Yeah, that is a good general policy. Yes, give a man a fish and he will be hungry tomorrow. Teach a man to fish and he will never want for food again. Same thing with a bakery. Teach a man to bake some bread, probably he's not going to be hungry again as long as he can keep getting the meat. If he burns down the bakery, chances are he's going to be very hungry very soon.
Hey, Howie, instead of the Redskins being a unique, why not just number all the teams? Of course, that might offend somebody that likes numbers.
There was apparently a realtor in Northern Virginia, real estate agent, who was smart enough to go out and trademark a bunch of these names, you know, like the Washington Red Tails, the Washington Red Hawks, the Washington, all kinds of things like that. But you know, there's so many names. You can't get them all, and no matter what you do, they'll think of another one. But he at least made it a little tougher for Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins.
Those bird sounds you hear when Biden walks in the room—that's just the echo coming out of his ears. The man's a bird brain.
That's basically what President Trump said today at his press availability. Let's play it. Cut 28.
We'll tell you, if Biden got in, this economy would be destroyed. You know, he was in office for 48 years, and what he did was not great. Almost every decision was a wrong decision, and now he's going to come in and try and help us. We didn't need any help. We built the greatest economy in history, greatest economy we've ever had, the greatest economy the world has ever seen. And then the plague came in from China. And we did the right thing. We had to close it down. Now we're opening it up. He can't do it. He doesn't have the capability to do it. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Good luck with everything.
Fact check. Joe Biden was not in office for 48 years. He was only in office for 44 years. He's been out of office for the last 4 years. Four Pinocchios to evil orange man.
Folks, Biden is a coal miner's son. Who can't pass up a presidential run? He lost twice, going for thrice. And after this, he's mercifully done.
Yes, he is. I think one way or the other, this is his last run, just like it's Trump's last run. 561 is a good name for the Redskins. The Washington Red Scare. I like that. How about Red Tide, come to think of it? Play on Crimson Tide and also what shuts down the clam beds every once in a while.
Buenos dias, Howie. Beto O'Rourke calling. I have one thing to say to Mr. Pink Brook Brothers shirt. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Yeah, Trump had something to say about the poll numbers in Texas. He's only 1 point ahead of Biden. As he pointed out, though, we haven't got time to play the whole cut right now, but as he pointed out, these are the same polls that in 2016 predicted the same thing in Texas, that predicted that Beto O'Rourke was going to beat Ted Cruz, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. very fake news.
Officer, I swear, I was only looking for some bread.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jack Biden running for Senate. I mean, Jeff, you know my name.
There was a great story in the New York Post yesterday about the Biden family's rap sheet, their collective rap sheet. It's pretty amazing. I should have time to read it during the next segment, if we extend it a little bit anyway.
They're not all useful idiots. There are plenty of fellow travelers.
Some of them aren't even useful as idiots. That's a fact. I mean, look at them out on the street. You know, they don't know. They don't even know what they're tearing down, as they prove over and over again, I should say.
He's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow in the basement.
Wilmington basement.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Washington swamp creatures, Washington thin skins, Washington comrades. I like that one, the Washington comrades. Washington scoundrels has a nice... If you can call the Tampa Bay team the Buccaneers, those are pirates. What's the difference between a buccaneer and a scoundrel? A buccaneer is cooler name. That's the difference. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you can't get enough of the Chump Line, Chop Chumps, those are the messages that didn't make the cut. We play them. We put them out as a podcast at 7 o'clock Eastern every night after the show. Chop Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And believe it or not, it was actually started by three actual brothers, Spencer Walcott Matthews, Noah Merrill Matthews, and Sanford Hills Matthews. They were real people who made real contributions to their community. We're proud to brand our windows with their names.
If you need bread, I would advise against burning down the bakery.
Words to live by. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242-339 says, had Route 1 Grill House Saturday night for supper. That's in Saugus. We just did a cheap bastard deal with them. Got two racks of ribs and stuffed shrimp. It was all delicious. Yeah, they brought in some great food for us, too. We hope to have them back on soon. And if you haven't taken advantage of our cheap bastard deals, we're going to have a couple more this week, and I think you'll like them. Stay tuned tomorrow and Wednesday for the cheap bastard deals. We still have White Birch Brewing in Nashua, New Hampshire. We've got a few of those left, and we got some Michael's Deli in Brookline if you want to get some cheap bastard deals tonight. But we'll have more cheap bastard deals tomorrow. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. HowieCarshow.com, click on store. And again, White Birch Brewing is in Nashua, New Hampshire, and Michael's Deli is in Brookline. Those are our restaurants. We've got other things too as well. Check them out. It's a good stuff. Unlike home security systems that are so complicated you never use them, SimpliSafe was designed to be easy while protecting your whole home 24/7. Head to SimpliSafeHowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Trump pardon General Flynn immediately?
I say yes.
54% of the audience says yes, he should.
Apparently, someone texted me. I didn't see it, but he said that it would preclude him from seeking damages. I don't know. I don't see how it would preclude him from seeking damages. Again, they ruined his life. Doesn't matter if you get a pardon. A pardon is, I mean, it's nice, I guess, you know, sort of. But, you know, it doesn't give you back your millions, your $6 million that he spent on his crappy legal defense. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Limerick says, what about the Washington Redcoats? That's, you know what? That's a really good one. You know, Redcoats. They fought the Patriots. The Redcoats versus the Patriots. They could only meet in the Super Bowl, I guess. Well, they could meet in the regular season, but they wouldn't meet in the playoffs until the Super Bowl. All right. This was in the New York Post yesterday. This was a great story. Joe Biden's family racks up arrests for drugs, drunk driving, but no jail time. I'll bet you knew some of this, but not all of it. This is the first thing. This is a new one. August of last year, Caroline Biden, 33, a niece of former Vice President Joe Biden, was busted in Lower Merion Township, Pennsylvania, for driving under the influence and without a license. While the case is active, it's unlikely Caroline will face much in the way of consequences if history and the Biden rap sheets are any guide. Oh, it's kind of like Gropey Baker, Governor Baker's son, in other words. Her arrest, which was never made public, she got even better treatment, was at least the ninth among Joe Biden's close family and followed incidents involving his brother Frank, his son Hunter, and his daughter Ashley. The Pennsylvania drunk driving caller was the third run-in with the law for Caroline, who's the daughter of Joe's younger brother, James Biden Sr. In September 2013, Caroline, who's not guilty, I might say, in the pictures I've seen, was booked for allegedly hitting an NYPD officer during a full-scale meltdown at her Tribeca apartment. Tribeca, that's where Robert De Niro used to live. He announced today in court he's moved to upstate New York for the duration. Gee, joining hundreds of thousands of other woke New Yorkers who don't want to live in woke New York. Following a dispute with a roommate over unpaid rent, the case was dismissed after Caroline agreed to anger management treatment. In 2017, Caroline was busted for spending more than $110,000 on a stolen credit card. A felony conviction was later tossed. She was allowed to replead to the lesser charge of petty larceny as part of a sweetheart deal negotiated by her attorneys. Was this in Cy Vance's jurisdiction, the guy who's after the Manhattan district attorney who tried to broom the case on Weinstein and then had to reopen it? Biden's campaign spokesman said this entire story is garbage. He didn't dispute anything. He just said it's garbage. Ashley Biden, she's the daughter of Joe Biden, started with a pot bust when she was a student at Tulane University in New Orleans in 1999. New Orleans PD confirmed the possession arrest of the daughter of the then Delaware senator. No conviction recorded in court records. 10 years later, when her father was vice president, video circulated showing a woman resembling Ashley snorting what appeared to be coke at a party. No legal consequences. A second misdemeanor charge was reported after she allegedly tried to obstruct a police officer after a bottle-throwing brawl outside a Chicago bar. More later. I'm Howie Carr.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on, no matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad. You always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now. 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
Joining us now on the line is Kurt Schlichter. He's an attorney in Southern California. He's a lawyer, and he's a columnist, and he's an I said attorney and lawyer. I'm sorry. He's an author. Yes, he is both an attorney and a lawyer. And he's an author, and he's a columnist, and he's got a new book out, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You! Exclamation point. And it's a great book, and I'm looking forward to reading it. I've just seen the excerpts. And he's joining us now, and again, his book is titled The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. Kurt, thanks for joining us here on the Howie Carr Show. I see Gavin Newsom is trying to shut down, keep the state shut down again for a little longer.
Oh, that garbage guy. He's just the worst. And then I look at Andrew Cuomo, he probably killed fewer people than Cuomo, so I've got to give him that. But yeah, this is just stupid. I have yet to meet someone here in California who had the virus.
But it's surging, and it's spiking, and it's skyrocketing. Don't you read those headlines every morning, Kurt?
Yeah, all I can think of is, gosh, was there any kind of event in recent weeks where tens of thousands of people got together in close proximity to scream and yell? I don't mean church, because we can't do that anymore. It's something else. I'm just scratching my head.
Yeah, well, you know what's going on in church. They, a statue of the Virgin Mary was set afire on Saturday night in Boston, and in Florida, a guy tried to set fire to a Roman Catholic church in Ocala when there was actually a mass being said.
Oh, well, that's yeah.
And then they burned down,
that's
the Spanish mission.
Our little Catholic Kristallnacht.
Yeah, how about that Spanish mission being burnt down, 249 years old, a little bit of history in Southern California, and yet it doesn't seem to be making too many of the national newscasts.
Well, you know, when there were church burnings throughout the South, I was informed that this was a proof of the hideous racism of America and Donald Trump not caring, and, I mean, most of them turned out to be, like, members of their own church, but...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I would think this was a major civil rights thing. If only, gosh, if only there was a Republican Department of Justice that could go after these SOBs.
Now that you mention that, I seem to recall President Bill Clinton recalling churches being burnt down, black churches being burnt down in Arkansas, and then somebody did some checking, and there weren't any black churches being burnt down in Arkansas when he was a boy.
Well, I mean, his mentor was Fulbright, who was a huge slobbering racist scumbag and a friend of the Kennedys, if I remember correctly.
Yes, he was. Yes, Joe McCarthy referred to him as...
There's a shock, huh?
Yes, Kurt, you're a fan of my Kennedy books. We're coming up on the 51st anniversary on next Saturday of Chappaquiddick. And Mary Jo Kopechne's 80th birthday will be, I believe, July 26th. It would have been.
Well, I'll just have 15 gin and tonics to honor the occasion.
Well, listen, Kurt, you wanted to promote your book, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump, but I actually was thinking about you last week. You did a really great column. Not that today's column isn't good about how why you should be optimistic about Trump winning, but when you did the column, you wrote, "This is a great opportunity to destroy academia," meaning that with keeping the colleges shut down. And we're seeing how stupid so many of them are when they're burning down Spanish missions and setting fire to the Virgin Mary and chopping off Christopher Columbus's head. I mean, we're seeing how much they really learn in college these days, aren't we?
Well, look, colleges are a giant factor of conformist idiots that they expect us to pay for. Now, technology has made college the traditional model of college, which is the four-year vacation where people kind of go to classes and then party and have sex. It's made it obsolete. And then the utter corruption of the colleges, as you can see through the student loan nightmare that they've imposed.
This
on
was
people.
A great idea. Tell bad. People about your idea for student loans. I think this is brilliant.
Oh, I love this. You make the colleges issue them, and you make them responsible for them. If there's a discharge, instead of us, the taxpayer, guaranteeing somebody's college loan for their Mongolian transgender poetry of the 15th century degree, why not make Harvard responsible for it? Actually, Harvard's just a hedge fund with a couple of classrooms attached to it anyway.
Yeah. So if the loans were being guaranteed by the colleges, they'd be a lot less likely to be writing loans for this nonsense, these nonsensical majors.
You know, I'm a guy, you know, I paid for my graduate degrees, and my parents paid for my, UC San Diego degree. But I don't understand why other people and their families, shouldn't be responsible for their own degrees. And if you're not getting, why am I guaranteeing those loans? If somebody's going to roll the dice on these little punks and their barista preparatory majors, I say it be the colleges. I mean, aren't the colleges the smartest guys around? They should be able to assess risk better than us yokels, right?
You're so right. And you know what else I was thinking of when I was reading this column of yours, Kurt, was, I think everybody goes through this, or most people that went to the usual type colleges, they go through this period, they see the crazy things that their alma mater is doing, and they slowly begin to, distance themselves from it. With me, and I went to UNC, Chapel Hill, and they stopped Tom Tancredo, the former Colorado congressman, from speaking on campus. Then we won the national basketball championship in 2017, and Roy Williams, the coach, wouldn't let him go to the White House because of you-know-who was there, right? Then they tore down the statue of the Confederate soldier on campus for no good reason, in my opinion. And it was like in the center of the campus, and it was tall, and it was a monument, been there for a long, long. And I just, Kurt, I just said, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah. Not a penny. Now, you can be sure if that gropey old weirdo who lives in a basement becomes president, academia is going to push to suck even more of our money into it. I don't understand why a truck driver or an insurance salesman or a Marine or a nurse has to pay to make Harvard even richer, as if that's possible.
Right. Well, they Harvard applied for the bailout loan, and they were going to take it until President Trump shamed them into giving it back. You're right.
My feeling is there. I think as we see the election coming near, Donald Trump's going to pick up a lot of themes that will really resonate, including, Joe Biden is a senile old creep, and why should you be paying for these scumbag college student stuff? And I think it's just one of many themes that's going to resonate. I think normal people have seen the results of the college, seen the return on investment, and they're disgusted. I mean, the colleges produced the ruling class that has made this country a disaster. Why are we giving them more money to do the same? I say we destroy them. There'll always be some rich dopes who are willing to pay their ne'er-do-well sons and daughters to go to Yale, which is named after a slave guy, or Harvard, which is probably named after a slave guy. I don't care enough about it anyway, and I won't hire somebody from Harvard to work for me. But that's another thing. They're just not going to be wanting to support this cultural leprosy that is academia.
Yeah. I know, and you're right, Kurt, because we're talking to Kurt Schlichter, the author of the new book, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump, and you. They're already talking about loan forgiveness as part of the next bailout package here, as people like Governor Newsom extend the lockdown. I think that's one reason the market was up like several hundred points today, and then he announced it, and it crashed again, and it just broke even for the day. I mean, he must be very proud of himself today.
Well, look, the Democrats want to cause as much pain as they can. And I think dumb Republican governors don't need to play along. But frankly, in California, let them blame Trump. I don't care if they get 90% of our electoral votes. That's the same to me as they get 51 plus one.
Right, exactly. 603, by the way, one of our texters says, I'm sitting on my lawn listening to you and reading Kurt's book. I'm a quarter through it, and it is very insightful and hysterically funny. A perfect read for this election year summer. 5 stars. You want to give us a couple of the lies? Kurt, you've been on before, but give us a couple of the lies.
Well, one of them is, Trump is stupid. That fits along with academia. Because remember, the only kind of smart that's allowed is, understanding your own privilege and having an empathy for excuses for your own failure. You know, the idea that Trump is stupid. Remember this whole the book is 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. Trump is just an avatar for us. They think we're stupid. And I talk about, for instance, a farmer. Now, I've got 3 degrees from pretty good schools. I'm a bright guy at what I do, but I could never be a farmer. I don't know how to grow things. I don't know how to raise animals. I don't understand how crop rotation works. I don't understand anything about soil. And it's about time we start appreciating people who have skills that don't involve sitting down and taking multiple choice tests.
Well, wait a second. Michael Bloomberg, before he was running for president, he told us all you had to do to be a farmer was just drop a seed in the hole. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If I had questions about how to monitor information related to the stock market, I'd go to Michael Bloomberg. If I had to fix my water heater, which I had to recently, I would call the guy up who knows how to fix the water heater and have him come do it.
Is he going to get loan forgiveness for the trade school he went to, by the way, Kurt, under the Democrats' bailout plan?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do. I hate it so much. They have little high school things going. Our goal is every student go to college. No, 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 no.
Right.
Everybody doesn't need college. For a lot of people, college is a burden. It's an albatross around their neck, an anchor dragging them down. It takes 4 years of their life where they could be out doing something, learning something. Instead, we have this whole ruling class of like 25 and 30-year-olds who've done nothing but go to college, get a crappy degree, and then write for Vox.com and tell me how things work.
You know who you sound like when you say that? You sound like, what's that guy's name, Ben Rhodes, that worked for Obama? Remember I said we could sell them the Iran nuclear deal because they're all 26 years old and they've never done a damn thing? That's exact. You agree with Ben Rhodes.
Well, I'm talking about Ben Rhodes, and unlike Ben Rhodes, I have best-selling novels.
Yeah, you didn't go to the Iowa short story writers school.
Oh, dear God. No, I went to Fort Benning, which, of course, is now being renamed Fort Diversity Unicorn. I don't particularly want to take lessons on how to deal with an enemy from a guy who can't handle a push-up. All right?
He was a hell of a bus driver for Obama in the Iowa caucuses back in 2008.
Well, at least demonstrated a skill. I mean, driving vehicles is a honorable profession. Too bad he didn't stay in it instead of giving $10 billion to the guys who are murdering our troops.
All right, Kurt.
Put your CV into to Greyhound and freaking do some for America, you little troll.
Check out Kurt Schlichter's latest book, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. He's going to have time to write a lot more because he's certainly not going to be going out to any bars or restaurants in California for the foreseeable future. Right?
No, but I'm going to buy it to help the guys out.
All right.
Get it to go.
All right, Kurt Schlichter, thanks for being with us here on The Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
You know, the good thing about places like Harvard doing all these virtual classes is that Harvard professor who's been indicted with the Red Chinese, the one who lives in Lexington, even if he goes to prison, he'll be able to conduct his class, right? As long as they let him, do it at the prison library, if he can use the internet system there, Bureau of Prisons. Larry Lockman, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Larry.
Howie Carr, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm involved in one of the most hotly contested Republican primary contests for the state Senate up here in Maine. Yeah. I'm running against the incumbent who's running for her fourth term. I've been endorsed by Governor LePage. The biggest difference between us, I think, I was the sponsor 3 times during my 8 years in the House of a bill to cut off all state funding to Maine's premier sanctuary city, Portland, Maine, where illegal immigrants have murdered Maine people, but they were protected from being deported. I sponsored the bill. It failed. All the Democrats voted against it, and my opponent also voted against it.
So you were term limited out of your seat in the House?
That's right.
So where is the district?
It runs from Castine up through Orrington and Brewer and all the way up to Lincoln on the east side of the Penobscot River.
Okay,
the election is tomorrow, and I've been endorsed by Governor LePage.
I think that's all our listeners need to know, Larry. If you're in that district, what's the name of the district? What's the number?
District 8.
District 8. District 8, the primary election tomorrow. Larry Lachman, Republican primary, endorsed by former Governor LePage. Thanks, Larry. Good luck. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Howie, this is from Benjamin Franklin back in 1713. He was writing under a pseudonym.
Silence
Duguid.
Yeah. It's probably a little later than 1713. It's probably a little later than 1713, but go ahead. What is it? Go ahead.
The rich send their sons off to college only to return great blockheads as ever, only more proud and more conceited.
Great blockheads. That's a word that needs to be brought back. Like nitwit. You didn't hear nitwit for a while, but it's come back. Blockhead. Samuel Johnson used that word too. No man but a blockhead ever wrote except for money, he said. Yeah. Randy Newman had a different way of putting it. He talked about college men from LSU. Went in dumb, come out dumb too. Hustling around Atlanta in their alligator shoes. Well, they're hustling not just around Atlanta, but they're hustling around everywhere, not just everybody from LSU. They're a lot more arrogant when they go to a place like Harvard or Amherst or Williams or Yale than they are when they go to LSU. But it's certainly true that, there's less and less to be said for going to college. No question about that. 844-500-4242. Joe Biden's brother, Frank Biden, won the prize for most bizarre Biden family bust. He allegedly stuffed two DVDs from a Florida Blockbuster down his pants in 2003. He was 49 at the time. He never showed up for this. He never showed up for the scheduled court hearing on the attempted theft, and the state attorney declined to prosecute. There's a lot of that going around with the Biden family, don't you think? I'm Howie Carr.